Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, and I was talking with a realtor buddy of mine just a little bit earlier this weekend about the market, and here in Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, where I sit, man, we're still on fire, COVID-19 or not. Lots of people moving here. It's a really good time to be in real estate. I mean, the interest rates are just totally in the basement, whether you're buying single family or multifamily. We talked about the multifamily 3% on a 30-year loan last week, which is just phenomenal. And of course, rents, they're not being depressed here at all. Maybe on the coasts where people are fleeing places like New York City, but here, boy, they're actually popping still. So it's higher rents, lower interest rates, more cash flow, and that's what we love. And, you know, as part of my prep, I was looking at some of the documents we've got online, and one of those is the Single Family Timeline Checklist. This is a very comprehensive, thorough, 9-page checklist, multiple sections, multiple phases to help you get ready to invest in single family. And when I scroll down just a little bit here on page 2, one of the big pieces that I see there is identifying your team. You know, real estate, it's not a solo activity. You need to build a team around you. And the very first checkbox I hear under building your team is licensed home inspector. That's somebody that you're going to want to have on your team, somebody that you've got access to get in and help you do your due diligence when you're looking at a house to buy, right? You want to know what's behind the walls. You want to know what's going on there, right? So today what I've done, I've got one of our vendors on with us. We're going to talk about everything around home inspections. I've got one of our vendors that does home inspections, of course. And I've known this team since a good 8 years now, since I joined, basically. I joined Lifestyles back in March of 2012. They were actually vendor of the month the following month in April 2012. And then I used them the following month when we bought our primary residence. And, you know, they've gotten that award a number of times, the monthly vendor of the month. And in fact, they were vendor of the year in 2017. Looking at the member ratings out on our vendor hub, 5 out of 5 stars. I mean, they just do a great job. Harmony, I want to bring you on. I've got Harmony Brown with Greenworks Inspection and Engineering. How you doing today, Harmony?
Hey, I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
Hey, I am great, and I am looking forward to our conversation. Tons that we can talk about as concerns home inspections, and we want to learn a little bit more about you and your company, of course. I want to give the number here in the studio. If you're listening, if you've got questions about a home inspection, give us a call. The number here is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. If you're feeling shy, send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. So Harmony, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the company, if you don't mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a company based right here out of Dallas-Fort Worth. November of 2009, we got our start. And our very first clients that we ever served were Lifestyles Unlimited. We joined in late 2011 and got our beginning serving the Lifestyles model. And it proved to be a wonderful fit for us. And we've literally built our business based in doing inspections for investors all these years. And it's been a wonderful relationship. The founder and CEO, and we've got a team of inspectors that are in this entire Metroplex. We serve all of DFW, serve all of Austin, San Antonio, and Houston as well.
Yeah, very good. You guys, yeah, you've definitely expanded since I first used you guys, like I said, 8 years ago on my personal house. I've had you guys go through any number of investment properties for me as well. Give me the good and give me the bad, right? Thinking about that, why would I even bother? You know, I'm an experienced investor. I can walk in. I see what I think I need to do. Why should I get an inspection?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the way to look at inspection is for us to kind of be that second or third pair of eyes in a property that's going to thoroughly comb the property for you and look for all of the discrepancies that could be in that home that you may not be able to see and or take the time to go over yourself, such as getting on roofs, going in attics, looking at the foundation, making an evaluation of the performance, running all of the plumbing, all of the electrical, testing HVAC system. Essentially, the inspector, what he's trying to do is just trying to stress test the house, right? So we're looking at structural and we're looking at mechanical issues that could come up in the home. Essentially, if that home can handle the stress test, it's going to do very well in inspection. If it can't, we're going to point those things out to you so that way you can get those things corrected.
We know what to go in and repair. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, we've actually got a caller on the line here already. I've got David calling from here in the Metroplex. Let me see if I can pick him up. David, are you with us?
Hi. Yeah. How are you?
Great. How you doing, David? What can we do for you today?
Well, I did have rental property, and these folks sound like they're a little more extensive, but it's good to bring it up because when I bought my rental property, I used just an ordinary individual home inspector. And I got a double whammy. I didn't realize that technically he was not qualified on termite, and technically he was not qualified on foundation. And so my point would be, make sure if you do hire, this company sounds like they're combination engineering, so they may be qualified in all three, but boy, I sure wish that I had gotten a termite inspector and a regular foundation company in addition to my home inspection, because I got nailed and wound up eventually selling the house, and I actually lost a little money with the foundation repair and the termite repairs.
So yeah,
I just
David.
Throw that out there. You want to make sure you have somebody that's really qualified in all those areas.
Absolutely. Hey, great points, David. Sorry to hear that you had a little heartache there. Due diligence is extremely important. It's important to hit every aspect. And when we come back, I think Harmony can address a couple of your questions, so stick around.
Del Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're talking all things home inspections. It's very, very important to get a home inspection and do your due diligence when you go under contract and are preparing to purchase a house, whether your own personal residence or a rental property. And we had a call just ahead of the break from David, and he had some heartache because some items were missed during the due diligence. And I'm actually looking at the single-family timeline checklist that we have available for our membership here. And under phase two, you're under contract. Inspection period, I see here, home inspection, roof inspection, foundation inspection, termite inspection, each separate boxes that you want to check off. And the convenient thing with our guest today, Harmony, with Greenworks Inspection and Engineering, they can check all those boxes for you. So Harmony, we talked a little bit with David over the break. Can you tell us a little bit about the termite side of things? Where does that fit into your home inspection process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Termite inspection is very important. We do a termite inspection on every single inspection that we perform because we understand the importance of it and knowing full well what you're getting into, what kind of prior damage could be there, what kind of active termites could be in the home. It's just key. And you want to know that up front, especially when you're doing remodels. So it's a part of our inspection. It costs no extra. It just comes with it.
That's good stuff right there, folks. If you've gotten any inspection done in the past, that's typically an add-on cost that most companies out there will charge just to do that extra look-see for the critters, right? The wood destroying insects, and not just termites, right? Carpenter ants, carpenter bees, or any number of critters out there that can bring you down, so to speak. What about the foundation side of it? David mentioned foundation issues as well. Is that something you guys look at or can look at?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we are also a structural engineering firm. Like, we're a licensed engineering firm. We can help with anything in regards to foundation and structural changes or design or just repairs that need to be made. So because we have licensed Texas professional engineers on staff, they are the ones who train our home inspectors. So our home inspectors have vastly more knowledge than an average inspector when it comes to foundation, just because our engineers are the ones who do the training. Our inspectors also have access to our engineers all day, every day. So if they run into something that looks very peculiar, they just ask the engineers, and the engineers give them answers. And so when it comes to just a normal foundation evaluation, we go above the minimum standards. All home inspectors are looking for certain visual signs of foundation movement in a home. That list is like sloped floors, doors that are opening and closing by themselves, windows that are loose in the frame, of course, wall cracks, interior, exterior, kind of, you know, signs of cracking. All of those things are normal visual signs that all home inspectors are doing. We go a step above that, though, and we use the ZIP level 2000, which is what engineers are using as well, and we're measuring the foundation, right? And we're trying to see if any part of your foundation is out of tolerance. And if it is out of tolerance at that point, we can then give that over to an engineer, have a further look, and see if this foundation actually needs any foundation repair or not.
Wow. Okay. So that, I mean, this is a one-stop shop. And a lot of this, like I said, back in 2012, I used you guys on my personal house, you know, a little bit different. Yeah. You guys have definitely developed over the years. And what I'm hearing is it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. I mean, Absolutely. Obviously, you mentioned you're based here in Dallas-Fort Worth, as am I, serving North Texas, but you're now also in Central Texas, you know, San Antonio, Austin area, as well as what I'll call, I guess, South Texas, Houston. So all the major markets. So great model. A great model that you guys have put together. You know, I'm just curious in terms of the process. You know, let's say, you know, typically our investors were buying, you know, the 322 bread and butter, maybe at what, 1500 square foot house plus or minus. How long does an inspection of that sort of product? How long does that usually take?
Yes, those type that size home, that bread and butter inspection of the 322 variety, depending on age, is what will take a little bit longer sometimes. But we're seeing our inspections go from 2.5 to 3 hours normally. Sometimes it can be a little longer, even if it's a pier and beam home where we have to crawl underneath it. But 2.5 to 3 hours is the norm.
Okay. And then I know I've met your inspectors out at the property, you know, towards the end of the inspection. Are you still doing that? Is that okay to come out there and see what's going on, you know, put a visual on the house with your folks present?
Absolutely. Yes, we are allowing clients to come to the inspection and still go over things with us. Of course, we're practicing social distancing just for your protection and ours. But absolutely, you're welcome to come out there.
Yeah, COVID-19, I guess that's altered everybody's processes just a little bit, hasn't it? But exercise caution, right?
Definitely.
And I wanted to ask you, I don't think I got this in the prior segment. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they reach out? What is your contact info?
Yeah, so anyone, you're welcome to go to our website. You can reach us at greenworksinspections.com. You can also give us a call 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., our telephone number is 855-349-6757. Again, that number again is 855-349-6757. Or you can reach us by email. It's just support@greenworksinspections.com.
Okay, good stuff. Now, let's say I reach out to you today. It's Sunday. You said 7 days a week, and I'm going under contract. Maybe I just got under contract today with a seller. How quickly can you get out there? Because, you know, typically time is of the essence. The clock is ticking. They may need to close on Friday already. What's the timeline?
Our intention is to be able to get out to that home within 24 to 48 hours at all times. We do experience high volume, so we can't 100% guarantee that, but that is our aim. The number one way to make sure that you are getting in as fast as possible and keeping as much of that option period time available to you after the inspection is to contact us immediately. So if you execute a contract 6 o'clock, you know, this evening, give us a call this evening. Don't wait until Monday morning because it just keeps filling up at that point. You know, it's all about the speed at which you get in and get scheduled.
And it's important, too, because, I mean, in any real estate transaction, time is of the essence. And if you know you've got a team on your side, like Greenworks, that can get in there that fast, you can set up your offer accordingly, right? A lot of sellers are distressed that we're buying from, right, for our rental properties, distressed in the sense of time, foreclosure impending, something like that, right? And they've got to move fast because what have they done? Time has not been of the essence and they've waited to the last minute. Well, now you've got to move fast and you need somebody on your team that can move fast. And that's clearly these guys. So I hear the music kicking on. We're going to head into a break. When we come back to the next segment, what I want to ask you about is some of the specialty inspections that you do. And I also want to talk about what home inspectors do versus what they don't do, right? There's some things you don't do. And what happens if I buy a hoarder house? How do you inspect a house that's full of trash and clothes and junk? You can't even get in the front door, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, I've got Harmony Brown with me. Harmony is with Greenworks Inspection and Engineering, and that's one of the companies we have on our vendor hub that we use to do our due diligence in a nutshell, right? We send them out. Once we've got that contract on a house that we're going to buy, they actually do apartments as well, by the way, but we send them out and they go over that thing with a fine-toothed comb and let us know what's deficient and what's not. And, you know, I asked you the question in the first segment, you know, why do I even need one? A lot of investors, they say, well, I've got the experience. I know what I'm doing. Or, hey, my GC went through there. He looked at the house. Well, you know, the GC often's looking at that cosmetic stuff. Do I need Formica or should I go ahead and, go in with the granite countertops? They're not getting in the attic like Harmony and her team is. They're not getting on the roof. If it's pier and beam, I assure you they're not getting under that house. So you need somebody that is going to actually get in there and thoroughly do that due diligence for you. If you got any questions today for Harmony, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or shoot me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do check those throughout the show. Now, Harmony, I said you help us with our due diligence, and I want the audience to understand, what is it that a home inspector does, and maybe more importantly, what do you not do as part of a home inspection?
So, I mean, the home inspector is really trying to go in and look at the home entirely different than you and your GC, right? We are specifically focused on two major things, the mechanical systems of the home, and then the structural integrity of the home. That's it. So we're and the way to kind of think about that is home performance, right? We're looking at, hey, how's the plumbing functioning and working? Same thing with electrical, same thing with HVAC, same thing even with the window, right? Other people are looking at that cosmetically and saying, hey, do they look good? The inspector wants to know, are those windows functioning properly? Right? Is your home shedding water the way it's supposed to? Or are you getting water intrusion in places where you shouldn't be, which is going to cause long-term issues down the road? That's what our home inspectors are doing. They're focused on the performance. Now, to answer the other side of that question, what is it the inspector is not doing? That's a great question, because everyone wants to tell you what they're doing. And yes, we want to talk to you about what we're doing too, but let's talk about what we don't really do. When we come into a home, we aren't looking at the exterior fence around the house very closely. It's got to be like dilapidated and falling down and poses a safety risk for the inspector to pay attention to the fence. So we basically say, we're not really inspecting it. One of the appliances that we're not checking for is the refrigerator, surprisingly. I know lots of times there probably isn't a refrigerator there anyway, but if the fridge is there, just be aware there are no official standards of practice for home inspectors to follow when it comes to fridges. Yes, you can open the door, feel it, it's cold, but we're not really doing a full inspection of that particular appliance. Also, what we're not doing is low voltage wiring. So if there's a sound system, security system, telephone intercom, anything that's low voltage, that's not a part of our inspection. Those things are left out. Other than that, everything else is being looked at.
Okay. And on the fridge note, by the way, I get a lot of questions when I'm showing a property here in North Texas. We've got a lot of people moving here, which is why the market is so great right now. And typically, we don't market our houses. We don't lease them with refrigerators anyhow. And I always get the question, where's the fridge? Well, we don't provide that. So, hey, you don't inspect it. I don't provide it. We're all good to go. What about now? We've bought any number of hoarder houses over the years, some worse than others, you know, stench, no stench, whatever. But they're always mounds of stuff. How do you inspect a house that's just swimming in garbage and clothing and who knows what else?
Yeah, so safety becomes number one in these situations, right? We've done a surprisingly high number of hoarder homes, and yes, they're difficult to inspect. We're going to be honest with you and say, yes, they're very hard, right? Because we're trying to get through there, see what we can see, and you may ask, well, is the inspector limited? Absolutely, they are. They cannot see everything. You know, if there's damage under the floor in a particular, if there's a room that's packed full of stuff, we can't see that floor. And we will admit it to you. We can't see the outlet. We can't see the wall. You know, in some cases, you know, we're blocked from even running certain things in that room. So, yes, absolutely, no question, that's going to be a limited inspection. However, our solution for that is that you hire us to do the inspection. Let us get in there, do everything that we can do. We can still get on the roof. We can probably still get into the attic. We can probably still get to the electrical panel, the water heater. You know, if we can get to those things, wonderful. We'll do everything that we can. Anything that we can't do, we will come back out for free, no additional cost to you, on a separate trip once you've got the house cleared out and wrap up the inspection.
Okay, well, that is good news. I know I've just kind of dealt with it, and once we cleared out what we had, you know, we did our own little visual, but that is great news because a lot of us are buying hoarder houses. They reek of money, and they make good money. You know, you get that huge discount because of the condition, and that's why how we buy right, and that's super good news to hear. What about, and this may be similar, but, you know, typically we want to have the utilities onto the house, the water, the gas, if there's gas, electric. Sometimes it's difficult to get those on. Maybe the city won't cooperate. What if I can't get the utilities on? Do I need them on?
Yes, ideally, we want to do an inspection with all utilities on. That is the ideal scenario. However, we are very well aware that it's just not always possible. I mean, it's just there's many scenarios in which can't get on the electric, can't get on the water, can't get on the gas. No problem. Our solution for that is kind of the same thing with the hoarder home, where it will come in, we'll inspect everything that we can. Let's say the water's off, for instance, and it's locked by the city, bill wasn't paid, we'll come in, do everything else, we'll test all the electrical systems, right, we'll still do all the structural, we can still obviously get on the roof, those things aren't affected, give you an incomplete inspection report, right, because we couldn't test the plumbing, but then once you do buy the home and you are able to get that water on, just have us back out. And we will finish up the inspection, add all of the plumbing portion into the inspection, no additional cost to you. So, yes, it's going to take us two trips instead of one. It is an additional cost for us as a company, but we value y'all's business so much that that's worth it to us because we do want to take care of you and give you a complete service each and every time.
Yeah, that's great. And again, I started the show talking about building a team, and you clearly are viewing that in the same way that I do as an investor. You are part of my team. You're going to work with me. You know I'm going to bring more business. Bottom line, right? My goal is not to buy one house and stop there. In fact, it's addictive. You buy one, you fix it up, you're like excited, on to the next one. And, you know, we just kind of keep going. So that's great philosophy and good to hear. So if you're listening and you're not sure, you're getting ready to go into that hoarder house, well, how do I check it out? Well, now you've got your solution. And the truth of the matter is, you go in, you buy that house. First thing you do before you do any work is get all the junk out of there anyhow. So you're going to get them back in very early in the process to see if there are any other additional items, right, to work on in that house. And just price your bid or your offer, right, for a hoarder house, price it accordingly. That's all you got to do. I'm curious to know what kind of, you know, a lot of, we talked about the termite inspection earlier and the foundation shooting the levels there. What kind of other specialty inspections do you guys do? And we've just got about a minute here, so we'll start the conversation. We may wrap it after the break. But what kind of specialty inspections do we need to think about?
Yeah, sure. So we've got lots of different specialty services. We can do septic inspections. We can do well inspections. We are, like I said, a structural engineering firm. So if you are knocking out a wall and you need to hire an engineer, we're happy to help you take care of any load-bearing wall services that you may need. Or if you want us to come out and, you know, evaluate a foundation, say you have a foundation company, you want a second set of eyes, we can come out and help with that. We also do lead paint. Just in case you want to know specifically where there's lead paint and you want to have that remediated, we can do testing for you there.
Tell you what, I'm going to break off here. We're going to head into a break, and I want to wrap up the conversation on the specialty inspections when we continue. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show, we've got Harmony Brown with us in the studio here. She is with Greenworks Inspection and Engineering, and we're talking about, you know, you need to build a team as a real estate investor, and somebody you absolutely want on your team, whether you're doing houses, single-family houses, or apartments, is a home inspector, somebody that can go in and inspect and help you with that due diligence and find all the things that you're going to want to go in and repair, because like our motto says, best product, best price. We want to have the best product on the market to keep our residents in place, right, as long as possible. Last segment here, if you've got any last minute questions, you can give us a call at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. And Harmony, while we're giving out telephone numbers, how do they get in touch with you if they want to schedule an inspection?
Or just get some more information, please give us a call at 855-349-6757. Again, that's 855-349-6757.
Perfect.
And our email address.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. What's that email?
It is support@greenworksinspections.com.
support@greenworksinspections.com. That's also the URL for the web address if you want to go check out the services. And it's interesting, you know, I've known you guys for quite a while. You guys have done my personal house and a number of rental properties over the years, and you've definitely grown your business. I mentioned earlier, I think you're not just doing home inspections, but you also do apartments. You do any number of specialty inspections. That's what we were talking about just ahead of the break. And I don't know if you mentioned it, you do pool inspections as well, right?
Yes, we sure do. Pool inspections is available too.
Okay. Now, I, as an investor, if I see a house that has a pool, odds are pretty good I'm going to fill the pool in. I don't really want that liability on my hands. But I know we got a lot of folks listening that could be out shopping for their own personal residence right now. Great time to buy. The interest rates are in the basement. It is a great time to buy, whether we're talking personal or business rental properties. So in terms of other inspections, I am curious, you know, one of the things we have here in North Texas, we mentioned the foundation, and along with the foundation movement, some of us are buying older houses. I certainly am. We got the cast iron pipes. Are you guys going in? Are you able to check the condition of the sewer lines for us?
Yes, we can. We can do a sewer line inspection at the same time as the home inspection. It's an additional fee of $275 if you want us to do it at the same time as inspection, or we can come out on a separate trip and do that separately. But we can sure do that.
Wow. Okay, that's a really good price. And that's that yeah. We're talking your camera. You're sending a camera down the lines, right? You're not doing a hydrostatic test.
Exactly right. We're sending the camera down the lines.
Okay. And thinking about inspections, and I just mentioned older homes. Let's say you're going out. You got your inspector going out inspecting a 1960s build for an investor. You know, house was never touched by the prior owner, original owner, whatever, in terms of renovations or anything. At the same time, he's going out for that investor and inspecting a 1990s build. How are those two inspection reports going to compare in terms of volume or what are we going to find inside?
Absolutely. Yes. So because of the changes in our lifestyle as consumers over the years, you are going to see some pretty significant changes from one report to the next, being that a 1960s home that hasn't been touched, it's not going to be up to today's code, right? So flat screen TVs and all of the computers and electronics that we're using in today's home put a little bit more demand on our electrical systems, for instance. So you're going to need to possibly make some upgrades to the electrical system in a 1960s home that you may not necessarily need to do in a 1990s home. More likely, the 1990s home is going to have fewer deficiencies noted by the inspectors. So that's just one example of, yes, 1960s home is going to have more deficiencies in it, more than likely. Don't be alarmed by that. We don't say, I'm not going to buy that. Absolutely not. That can still be a great deal. You're going to make some of those improvement upgrades when you do the renovation, and then you're going to be boasting that you've, made all these wonderful upgrades, and that house is going to have some really nice new features that's completely up to code that, the 1990s house wouldn't necessarily have. So don't shy away from older homes just because of that.
No, absolutely not. And in fact, you can really specialize in those. And sometimes the bones, they're in great shape. It's just like you said, code has changed. Those two-prong outlets, maybe I need to go in and put in grounding and that sort of thing. Not a big deal. And in fact, I can think back, 8 years ago when we were under contract on our very first house, our mentor at the time, that was Lynn Murrow, she was like, look, when you get your inspection back, don't freak out. Right. Don't start crying. Give me a call. Let's send it over. Let's talk through it, because there you find a lot, especially on, on an older home. And that's what we want. I've got the opinion from my general contractor. I've got the scope of work, right, that we're going to do with him. I want to see what you guys come back with. And typically I'm adding a few things here and there based on the results, things in the attic, open wire splices, that sort of thing, safety issues perhaps, but lots of things that I want to take care of, right, ultimately. And I'm curious what are the most, I guess, common things that you are finding that that an investor needs to focus on or should be, addressing during their renovation?
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely, when you're doing the renovation, you want to focus on, we call it the big five in our industry. And in particular, that means the roof, that means the plumbing, the electrical, the HVAC, and the foundation. Those are your big five that you really want to stay most keenly focused on anytime you're buying a property, because those tend to be your more expensive, bigger ticket items to take care of in a home.
And you're looking at all of those, and I know from the inspections I've gotten back from you in the past, right, you're telling me you're looking at the, the serial numbers of the AC unit, let's say outside condenser, inside compressor, all that stuff, so I can see the age, model, et cetera, what kind of coolant is it using? Is it still the old school Freon or the new systems, and so on? And same with the appliances. Everything I need to know to make decisions ultimately on my project. And that's what it comes down to. It's getting information, right? And speaking of the big five, those can be budget busters. And that's, like Harmony said, that's why you've got to have a sharp eye out for those. And we've got some shows out on the Lifestyles Unlimited website. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, we've talked about the big five in the past. So you can do a search for those. How do you, what do you look for? How do you identify, potential issues and that sort of thing? And I guess maybe it's the last part. We've got a few minutes left. I know for me as an investor, one of the ways that I really developed my skill sets, my knowledge base, I should say, more than anything, was through something called the single family road trips, where we would go out and these are held at vacant houses that are maybe undergoing work. And you guys are often there as part of the education process. Can you talk a little bit about maybe the last single family road trip that you participated in, what goes on there, and why should I as an investor be going to these things?
Yeah, road trips are a great time for you all as the investors to come out, meet with us, talk and ask your questions, and really kind of see a home that is possibly either gonna be renovated or the renovations are already in progress. It's really cool because we can sit there and look at things together and point out some of the ways that we would be talking about these things. We can also give immediate feedback and answer questions and kind of give that educational perspective of how the inspector is looking at things. Because when we approach it, is we're trying to educate you on everything with this home, right? As though you had all the money in the world and you could just fix anything and everything. We're not holding back in not sharing certain pieces with you. However, we want you to understand and know that we're just giving you that information for you to have and you to make the decisions that you need to make with the home, make sure the numbers work for you, and to make sure that, you're making the upgrades that you should and not over-upgrading, That's a big thing too, right? It's got to make sense economically, of course. And so we want to give you all the information, but not steer you away from every single home just because you could technically upgrade any house. Right, to perfection.
Sure.
doesn't mean it makes sense to do so.
Absolutely. And I miss that. I miss those road trips right now with coronavirus. We're doing them virtually, but the interaction, like you said, being live on site and having you point to something and then I can see it and digest what you're telling me and really understand the issue and how to fix it. And those road trips are fabulous for that. We have lenders that show up, we have insurance agents, the whole team. Basically, and that's what it comes down to, is building that team. And what I want you to do, I want you to go check out a website for me. It's financialfreedomlivestream.com. financialfreedomlivestream.com. It'll tell you all about our financial freedom program. You can join, you can become a member. That will give you access to our vendor program, which will then in turn put you in touch with great people like Harmony Brown and Greenworks. Just a phenomenal site, phenomenal place to go to find everybody that you need on your team. Harmony, hey, it's been a great show today. I appreciate all the information that you've shared. If you need to get in touch with Harmony one last time, her number is 855-349-6757. This is Andy Webb, Harmony Brown. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I thank you for listening. Hey, you have a good day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.